Jerry Bader Show 1026. In an article that came out, I guess it would have been the week before last Friday's ruling by federal judge Barbara Crabb on the constitutionality, she struck down as unconstitutional the state's constitutional amendment that bans gay marriage, happening from state to state to state. An article came out where Scott Walker wouldn't touch it. And he thinks he's going to be able to walk a tightrope here. I think he's going to have to, and I'm really surprised Democrats haven't pushed him harder on this already. Well, what is your position on gay marriage? Conservatives in most states that aren't deep red, which Wisconsin isn't, are terrified of this. I understand J.B. Van Hollen has to continue to defend the Wisconsin Constitution. Those of you who say, wow, how can a judge just strike down the will of the voters? If voters in Wisconsin had voted to allow slavery in Wisconsin, a judge could strike that down as unconstitutional. Here's what happened. The U.S. Supreme Court tried to punt this back to states. It's going to end up right back in their lap. And I believe Anthony Kennedy will rule with a majority upholding these federal judges from state to state to state. I'm surprised, and maybe you just agree with me, but I'm surprised more conservatives aren't challenging me on this, that the fight is over. Perhaps there's more resignation out there on this than I realized on the right. Ed in Sheboygan. Ed, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I don't know if this will go up to the Supreme Court. If every federal appeals court throughout the country agrees with the decision that banning gay marriage is unconstitutional, Supreme Court may not even bother to take it up. Usually they take these things up when there's a discrepancy between different federal courts' rulings.
Okay, that's not a bad point, and you might be right. For slightly the wrong reason, they might not take it up because here's another possibility. For them to take it up, attorneys general would have to challenge it, would have to actually appeal it beyond.
Right.
And you know what? They may not.
The other thing is your argument about polygamy. If a judge rules that marriage is a legal document between two consenting adults, I don't know how it automatically be expanded to 3 or 10 or 100 people when they ruled it's two consenting adults.
Well, I'm not sure that's what Barbara Crabb ruled. What she ruled is the ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. And given that, so if someone says, well, there are three of us, and the ruling doesn't limit it to two. She just said the ban on gay marriage. What if it's three gay people?
What if it's 100?
Yeah, what if it is 100?
You think that would be legal then?
What she did is say that if you love someone, you should be able to marry them, and that the constitutional ban in Wisconsin, therefore, is unconstitutional. The limit that you and others seem to see that this just being on two is arbitrary. That's exactly my point. It is just arbitrary. All right, we'll get to things. We'll get to business, Jason, in 5 minutes. Sorry about that. Well, it got long. By the way, I asked a question, I didn't get an answer to, and we're going to try to get the answer in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.